But before we get into fun with Francesa, KT, we kind of had a mini Francesa moment from one Skip Bayless.
So there's a guy on Twitter named at Sports Talk Barry. Now, Sports Talk Barry.
Well, he's got another name.
Yeah, well, he goes by Barry McCockiner.
Yep.
And Sports Talk Barry is a, he's got, oh, I mean, over 215,000 followers.
It's a sports parody account.
It's a sports parody account. His avatar is the guy from the drug rehab commercials.
The Addiction Network?
Yeah, the Addiction Network, basically, where if you've called the hotline, if you know someone who's addicted to drugs.
He's the opposite of a doctor. Like, if you were to do a lineup of 100 people, he would be the first person someone would point at and go, that is not a doctor. That is a real low-level actor. That guy right there in the beard and the glasses.
He also just basically... he tweets all day long. Like, it's nonstop tweeting. So he tweeted something last night. And in fact, I'll let Skip read it because Skip went by one of his tweets.
Oh.
Assuming Barry, Sports Talk Barry, was an actual source. And here is what Skip reported as his source is Sports Talk Barry on Twitter.
Because the reports are this has been going on for 2 years.
Yes.
There was the one report yesterday that it got so bad in practice going back 2 years ago that Chris Paul was making fun of James' man boobs in practice to the point that he broke down in tears and had to leave a couple of practices. Man. Okay, that's when you're hitting bottom,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
wait, hold on.
Oh,
hitting what?
You're telling me, hold on.
Sharp
hold
is on. All about
I just
that.
Want to go back. You're telling me that Skip is, let's just think about what he's saying.
Let's think about it.
That Chris Paul picked on James Harden for having man boobs, and on multiple occasions, Harden started crying and had to leave practice. So multiple times, he's like, man, told you not to do that, man, it's too much. And he left multiple times. Practices broke up because Chris Paul picked on James Harden for having man boobs.
Here's the exact tweet. And by the way, guys, this could have happened to us.
No, it's
this
not.
This is yesterday at 5:16.
No, because I saw the tweet.
Okay.
And the second I saw the picture of the guy from the Addiction Network, I knew it was a parody.
Or his name.
Barry McCockiner.
At Sports Talk Barry. Now, sources tell ESPN that Chris Paul repeatedly made fun of James Harden for having man boobs during practices over the last two seasons. Several times, Harden broke down into tears and had to leave the practice facility. No surprise to see a Harden wanting Paul out now. After 2 years of man boob jokes.
All right. The whole idea that someone on the level that Skip Bayless operates on would read a tweet from someone that doesn't have a blue check by their name is the most amazing just moment of dumbassery I can imagine.
Doesn't he not follow anyone anyways? Like how
a producer probably handed it to him. That's a great point. A producer probably handed it to him.
Gosh, that's amazing. Well, that happened.
Oh, God.
You know, but
it would have been better if he had said his name.
On Skip's show, though, Skip's not doing a talk show. You know, that's just a debate show. It's not like Cowherd doing it. Like, I could see, it still would be a funny joke, but like Cowherd's doing a show, and I sometimes get Cowherd and Skip mixed up because they look the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really do. But Skip's just doing that debate show with Shannon. It's all scripted. So he saw something, added it to his list of arguments, and went with it because he's a moron.
He is a moron.
He's making a lot of money. Another guy making a lot of money is
making
Mike
all the money.
Francesa. Mike Francesa does work for Intercom too, by the way, guys.
Oh, man, I love his work.
On the Fan in New York.
I'm listening to him right now.
His job is 10 to 3. And we've done a little thing in the past called Fun with Francesa. We got so much that we wanted to get to. Let's start with this cut. I thought it was a good way to start it off. One time back, by the way, this started from another guy on Twitter who somehow got access to the archives of all of Francesa's show and goes through the painstaking job of going through all of it and finding the dumbest stuff, and he posts little clips of it on Twitter. So me and Shippy found a bunch of them. This one is one, this is actually back in the Mike and Mad Dog days, and the callers are doing a bit calling in saying they want to slap Mike's butt cheeks.
Jack on the cell phone. Jack, what's going on today?
Hey, Mike, I want to slap your butt cheeks.
Jack's got to have something better to do.
What's
he's
got
to. Chris and East Islip, what's up, Chris?
Hey, Mike, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. What's up?
Did you ever hear from the guy who wanted to slap your butt cheeks a while ago?
Right? There's just a moron that's, see, listen, there's always out there. You know, it's high school time.
God. I just love the way, like, his whole tone, everything about what he's doing is just one degree removed from being asleep.
Yeah.
Like, it's a nap, and it's like, just, I don't know.
I want to slap your butt cheeks.
It's so lazy.
That's such a great follow-up phone call, though. Hey, maybe they go on and talk about the Giants and the Jets for a little bit, and then because, hey, Mike, yeah, you ever hear from the guy that wanted to slap your butt cheeks?
You guys ever meet up?
And slap your butt cheeks is such a weird act.
Stupid.
So right. How do you slap? You're slapping both butt cheeks? Plural.
I think it's like it's a bongo setup or something.
Oh, no.
Hey, maybe Mike, come over here and bend over this table. I want to play your butt cheeks like bongo.
Now, in this clip, two touching eulogies. One out of the sports world, one in the sports world. They're in one clip, but you'll hear the divider here. One, how Mike reacts to a non-sports guy dying, and how he reacts to a sports guy dying. Touching eulogies for Mike Francesa.
Eddie in Hoboken. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's happening?
Hey, Mike, Stan Lee died today. Did you ever meet the guy? What do you think of him?
Stan Lee?
Yeah, Stan Lee.
I don't know who he is. Don't know who he is, no.
Jesus.
Who is he? Who is he? Who is Stan Lee?
He was one of the creators of Marvel Comics.
Oh, who cares? I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not a comic book guy. Is that who he is, Stan Lee? The guy
he created Spider-Man. That was his
big created thing. Spider-Man? Sorry. I never was a comic book reader as a kid. I apologize. Never.
Here's the other
one. You know, if you do this, what we've done here all these years, and you do it on a daily basis, you have to be flexible. You have to know that sometimes you're walking down a hall at 10 to 3, and whatever you were going to do stops and changes. And that happened today when I was walking down a hall at 10 to 3 and I heard Frank Robinson died, because that means you open the show with Frank Robinson dying. Frank Robinson was, whether you liked him or not, and I couldn't stand him, but...
and then he goes on to open his show.
Wait, hold on. I want to make sure I understand this. He aborted his plan of taking a bunch of calls and not knowing anything about being asked in order to open the show to say that he didn't like Frank Robinson, but he died.
Pretty good.
You've got to be flexible to be able to move away from taking all those calls and not knowing an answer to anything, and having guys ask about slapping your butt cheeks and, you know, whether or not Tyrion Lannister is going to be called up by the Mets. And you've got to be flexible to move away from that gold and that rigid plan in order to announce that an old baseball player died.
And I couldn't stand him. We got to open the show.
He is so Rosie O'Donnell.
Now, I like when a caller likes to challenge the guy, like when he says, hey, man, if you know so much about sports, why weren't you ever a head coach?
I was wondering, if you know so much about sports, how can you know you became like a head coach or something?
Why didn't I become a head coach?
Yeah, you know.
I mean, I don't know. I wound up being a broadcaster. I never really had a chance or gotten to that end of the business. Thought about it a few times, but that's a long time ago. But, you know, breaking in those days was very hard. Almost went into it once. Almost went once.
God.
19. Almost went into the team once. What year? I can't remember.
What does that mean?
Early 90s. 91, 92, 92, 93. Right around there. Well,
those
you know, we had
years.
Taken off. Had an opportunity to go into the NFL then. Didn't. That was the only chance I had to go in, and didn't go. And when I take a pay cut to go, which was hard to do at that time, that was a big part of it, to be honest with you. Because, you know, Mike and Amado had kind of taken off. I mean, if I had done it, I think I would have done well in the NFL, but I don't think, you know, but at the time, I decided to stay here.
God, this is
a long time
choppy.
Ago.
That's an incredible.
So choppy.
That's just so ego. That's amazing. It's like, I could have done it in 92, 93, 94, 95. I was going to go to the team.
Go in the team.
He was standing on the outside good. Of the door. He was standing on the outside of the entrance to the NFL, and he decided not to walk in the door.
And what was it? Like, hey, listen, we're going to have you break down film. Are you going to be the defensive coordinator? Are you going to go straight to head coach? Come take a pay cut.
I'll say this, though. The idea that someone in a bad organization, probably a bad New York organization, like, man, Francesa knows sports. Let's get him in here.
That wouldn't shock me.
That doesn't really surprise me.
The Jets at that time going 1-15 every year.
Now, the idea, though, that he was going to then climb the ladder because he had been yelling at callers is really amazing. Because, man, does he know sports.
This one's terrible. This one's really good. So, he's telling a caller that he never talks about the seats that he gets at games. And then you will then get a montage of all the times he's talked about the seats he has.
Oh, God.
You're always in the best seat. You always tell us how you're in the best seat.
I'm not telling you I'm in the best seat. I never discuss where I sit unless somebody asks, somebody brings it up to me. I never, ever bring it up, ever. I was sitting in the giant seats where, you know, meaning the good giant seats where the family sits. I was sitting right behind the plate, but with Dog. I don't remember if he gave up a run. I was right there in Arizona. Sitting in the second row, game 7, 8th inning, 1-2-3, struck out the side, gave up a single, struck out the side. Liam Mazzilli come off the field, said, one more inning, this is over, winked to me as he ran back out. You know what? I sat right on top of Paul's. Eddie Tay. I mean, we sat, basically Paul sat in our lap. We sat right there, right on top of Paul's. I never discuss where I sit unless somebody asks, somebody brings it up to me. I never, ever bring it up, ever. I was thinking this as I was watching the Red Sox celebrate just a few feet away from me because I was sitting really close to the Red Sox dugout. Actually, I could see into the Red Sox dugout. And, you know, we'll chat about it tomorrow, but I will be able to hear that because I will be sitting pretty close tonight. So I will be able to hear what's going on. And I'm going to be sitting there tonight behind a plate, and I'm telling you, and I was sitting right near the Houston on deck circle last year, sitting there and sitting close as I was.
Oh my God. I never discussed.
Busted.
That's fantastic.
I mean, I think probably when he'd done it for a long time, it would be easy to probably get caught on something like that. I like the fact that there is someone who's going through these archives and finding crap all the time and butt cheek slapping or whatever. And we'll find more. Next time on Fun with Francesa, we'll get into his big Harambe rant.
Oh my God. I can't wait for that. All right. Submit and Skin Show 105.3 The Fan.